Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Two Egg, Florida has a name that itself has a story. So joining us for our book series, The Storyline, is historian Dale Cox. His Two Egg, Florida book has become a popular classic. Dale Cox, welcome back to Troy Public Radio by Skype. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Dale, you really have residences in two states, Alabama now and Florida. So we want to drop back because you have publicized the idea that Two Egg, Florida is a community that dates way back in our history. Can you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, Two Egg, Florida actually dates back to, I guess we could call it the antebellum time period, although it wasn't really an antebellum community. It was a very hard scrabble, dirt scratching kind of community. In the pine woods of northwest Florida, it's just a few miles outside of Marianna. And if you look at a map of Florida, if you pick Tallahassee on one side and Pensacola on the other side, and you put your finger down about halfway between them, you're in Two Egg.
Well, there was a trading path that went through there, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. The old Pensacola-St. Augustine Road passed through that area, and one of its branches actually passed through Two Egg. It was a branch that crossed the natural bridge of the Chipola River. It passed directly through what would eventually become the little community of Two Egg. And I know everyone's going, you know, is he saying Two Egg? And yes, I am. It's spelled T-W-O-E-G-G. It literally is a community named Two Egg, just as if you looked in your refrigerator and you had two eggs left. It is spelled Two Egg.
Well, everyone can't wait to hear how it got that name.
Well, Two Egg was originally called Allison, and it was a little sawmill community, and I'm sure people are familiar with these little sawmill communities that existed back in the 1920s and 30s. And there was a store there. Now, it was not a company store. This was a private store. And people would go there to trade or to buy, you know, necessities that they needed for their homes. When the Great Depression hit, tough times came. Now, my dad, who grew up there, he always told me they didn't really notice the Depression coming because they were already depressed. And he said that when the Great Depression came, they ran out of hard cash quickly. So people immediately began to trade at the store. You know, they fell back on the barter system, as people are prone to do during hard times. They would take in stuff off the farm. If you had a chicken, you would take it into the store and you'd trade this chicken for what you needed from the store. This worked pretty well for a while until the Beavis brothers, who ran the store, began to slowly lose their business and sort of lose their minds in the process, because the companies that they did business with in Dothan to get the resupply they needed for their store finally had all the chickens and hams and whatever from the farms that they needed, and they finally needed hard currency for the commodities that they were selling them for the stores. I don't want to say that these guys were short-tempered, but they used to actually box each other out in front of the store as a way to draw in customers on Saturday afternoons. And so in Two Egg, or in Allison as it was known at that time, there were a lot of members of the Williams family. And the Williams family was an African-American family. They still live in Two Egg today. One of the members of the family, he had two young sons that he would send up to the store at Two Egg to trade, or his wife would, to trade for Two Egg's worth of sugar every day. And what she was doing was taking sugar and mixing it with cornbread. And this would kind of sweeten the cornbread, but it would also give the cornbread a boost of extra carbohydrates. It would give these kids of the family a little bit extra energy in the morning to get them out the door on their way to school or to the fields or wherever they were going for the day. So every day, these two young fellows would go in the store and trade for Two Eggs worth of sugar. on one particular day, they came in, and in the store talking to one of the Beavis brothers was a traveling salesman, and they called them drummers back in those days because they would go around drumming up business. And the two little fellows came in, and they asked Mr. Beavis for 2 eggs worth of sugar. And as the story goes, Mr. Beavis just lost it. And apparently he rampaged up and down behind the counter. He said, blankety, 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 blank, all this is a blankety, blank, 2-egg town. The drummer or the traveling salesman thought it was hilarious. And they always had to have a good approach line when they, approached a home. So he began using this as his approach line as he visited homes in the area. You know, as he came up and knocked on a door, he would say, hey, did you hear what happened down in Allison this morning? And the people at the home would say, well, no, I didn't. And so he would tell them this 2-egg story. You know, the only thing faster than the internet is gossip in a small town. And so this 2-egg story began to spread like lightning. So when this particular drummer got back to Louisiana, where he was from, he packaged up what Mr. Beavis had ordered from him. And on the package, he wrote Beavis Store, Allison, Florida. And he thought about it, and he crossed out Beavis Store, and he wrote 2-egg Store, Allison, Florida, and shipped it. And it got to the post office in Greenwood, Florida, which at that time was the post office for Allison. And the postmaster at Greenwood by this time had heard this 2-egg story. And so he crossed out Allison, Florida on the package and wrote in 2-egg Florida and shipped it on to Mr. Beavis. When he saw the 2-egg store, 2-egg Florida, he lost it again and went on to another blankety, blankety, blank rampage. Word of this got back to the postmaster, who then began to cross out Allison, Florida on all of the poor man's mail. So then the state road department, today's Florida DOT, came around. The depression is on, and the WPA, or Works Progress Administration, you know, was providing money for people to go out and do different jobs. And one of the jobs they provided money for was to do a new highway map of the state of Florida. And so the individual working on the new highway map was going to different post offices and checking to make sure little communities still existed and needed to be on the map. And so he asked the postmaster about Allison. And the postmaster said, oh, no, that's not Allison anymore. That is now 2-egg. So he told him the 2-egg story. And as the story goes, in 1939, Allison disappeared from the state highway map of Florida, and 2-egg appeared. And as we all know, you know, once the transportation department decides something, it is done for good. And 2-egg is now officially part of the landscape of the state of Florida.
So, Dale, where is it?
The best way to describe it is that it's on Highway 69 between the little towns of Greenwood and Grand Ridge. Those are in Jackson County, Florida, near the town of Mariana. It's about 20 miles south of Dothan, right in that little nook of the Florida Panhandle. It touches both Alabama and Georgia, and that's where 2-egg is located.
Well, your listeners can find out all about it in your book, 2-egg Florida. And one thing I noticed, 2-egg has been on the cover of Life magazine during World War II and also featured in National Geographic. Plus, the actress Faye Dunaway is from the Bascom 2-egg area of Florida.
Yes, the farms at 2-egg. Faye Dunaway, Academy Award-winning actress, was born at that site.
Thank you so much for joining our book series here at Troy Public Radio with your classic 2-egg Florida book.
You are very welcome. I'm happy to do it.
Joining us by Skype was historian Dale Cox, author of the book 2-egg Florida. You can find Dale Cox and his stories on YouTube and at the Explore Southern History website. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.